Good morning, Oprah or Howard Dean?
Oprah.
Okay, let's hear your Oprah. Okay, let's see how they compare to the Oprah. Very good. Good morning, Oprah or Howard Dean?
Howard Dean.
All right, let's hear your Howard Dean.
Oh my God. Did you get the demons out?
The number one hit music station, Laser 105.9. Well, if you know anything about the Osbournes, without even seeing their show, you know they'd be really obnoxious to live next to. So who could possibly move in that would make the Osbournes want to move out? Simon Cowell. Moving in next door. Sharon's putting the house up for sale just because she can't stand him. Or maybe she's scared what he'll say to Ozzy.
You can't sing, you can't dance, so what do you want me to say?
This Coldplay on Laser 105.9. Number one, hit music station, Laser 105.9. Stooks and Courtney in the morning, Coldplay with Clocks. And in a couple minutes, you get Alanis Morissette, Bowling for Soup, and a new record that Lawrence is chasing. And we could hit it soon. Tell you before 9:30 on Laser 105.9. The number one hit music station, Laser 105.9, with Stooks and Courtney in the morning. And you know we are going to be loaded up with tickets to thousands of shows coming up in the year 2005. This is just one of the many. Bowling for Soup coming back to town. 1985 on Laser 105.9.
Five.
The number one hit music station, Laser 105.9. Stooks and Courtney in the morning. Bowling for Soup, 1985. And we're still preoccupied with 1984. Today, that's when the record was set of 70 degrees on this date. And we could hit that again today. A high of 70 with lots of sun by this afternoon. It's 59 now with the number one hit music station, Laser 105.9. Whenever you hear of a new artist coming out, you say, I wonder what they did before. And one of the possibilities is always seems they're either, like a nanny, a waitress, or they worked at a record store or something. This girl did all three. Mindy Smith. It's called Come to Jesus, the number one hit music station, Laser 105.9. This old woman kind of pulling, creeping up my sidewalk, you know. And so I'm sitting there watching Days of Our Lives, and I immediately pause it because I don't want her to hear any of the noise emanating from the house because I'm frightened that she'll hear it and know that I'm home because I'm not going to answer the door.
Well, you are a mean, mean person.
I'm mean for not answering the door when some creepy old woman comes up to it.
I mean, what can an old lady do to you? Are you a coward?
Would you say I'm yeller?
Yeah.
All right, thanks. Good morning. What do you think?
It could have been your long-lost grandmother coming to tell you that she's leaving all of her fortunes to you.
If I have a long-lost grandmother, my parents have something to explain. Big time.